You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and technically we're on the show floor of the remodeling show.
In Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland, but friend of the show, friend of ours, an all-around good guy, never mind exemplary deck builder.
Yes.
Bobby Parks. I chased him down in the aisle.
Yeah, Mark's good at running.
Yeah, I ran after him. So yeah. He's completely freaked out right now because I tackled him and dragged him back here.
Yeah, but I'm getting over it.
Well, welcome to our show.
Thank you for
having me.
It's
so nice to talk to you in person. We talked on the phone before, so this is pleasant.
So what have you seen here? I'm sure your focus is Deck Expo.
Yeah, it is on the Deck Expo, but I haven't really been here on the floor that long, but I've already visited the new wood deck pavilion that's been built.
Oh, really? What'd you think of that?
Well, I think it's very neat. It's a nice display. It displays a number of different varieties of wood, from the redwood, the cedar, the pressure treated. Nicely done, I think.
And what is it? Like, you know, sort of paint a little picture.
Oh, what does it look like?
It's radio, Bobby, just throwing that out there.
I guess technically it's an 800-square-foot hexagon with multi-levels, a couple of arbors. Just some things to really show uses of the particular materials that they're using there.
Sweet. And do they do the mix and match of the materials, types, and colors, and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, to an extent. The main base layer, which is really the first level you'd step onto, is all pressure treated. And then they've got some other level changes where they utilize redwood and cedar. And really, really, really works well.
Cool.
Really works well.
Cool. Now, what are you working on at home in Bobby Parks land?
We have a couple projects going on. Actually, we have a little more than that, but we have two major projects going on. One is a porch deck combination. One is just a big watertight deck.
Sweet. So. Sweet. And I've seen Bobby's on Facebook, posts on Facebook, which he puts up a deck that he's built that's an absolute furniture grade.
Yes.
Can't even call it a deck. Seriously.
It looks better than our house.
Seriously, it does.
You're exaggerating.
There's fireplaces. There's gold leaf.
Really?
Gargoyles.
Does it come with like a full staff too?
Live tigers.
It's better.
You may be exaggerating just a bit.
That sounds really cool.
No, I'm joking around, but beautiful, beautiful stuff. Gas fireplaces?
Yes.
Are woven into these porch details, 4x6 timber ceilings.
Yeah, we do a number of different options really on the ceilings, but it is a pretty high-end custom work. Sometimes it's exposed rafters, tongue and groove ceiling. Sometimes it's beadboard and crown. And we're actually, the one we're working on now actually has a clear cypress ceiling. So really, really will be sweet.
Now,
if someone's interested in checking out all the beauty shots, where do they go? What website?
They can go to my website, which is www.peachtreedecksandporches, and the and is spelled out.
And the and is spelled out.
Peachtree Decks
and Porches.
We have a link
from our website to his website, too.
Oh, so if you forget Peachtree Decks and Porches.
You can go to My Fix It Up Life and check it out. Search for Bobby, and then you can click through to his website. Now, I have a question about, there's a live deck collapse going here at Deck Expo every day.
Yes.
Did you build that?
No. Hopefully none of mine will do the same as what theirs is doing. So.
Now, did you see it happen earlier today?
I didn't really see this one, but I've seen them before. And really what they're trying to do is just demonstrate really what happens. Make it really vivid in front of people what happens if a deck really fails and collapses. So they have this thing set up with furniture on it. And when it hits the ground, it's...
With furniture, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really? What about the live tigers?
No live tigers. I always thought they should put mannequins or something up there to really better demonstrate it, but they don't seem to do that.
That's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. There was a YouTube video out there a year or so ago. I don't think it's on there anymore. You know, some kids just playing around on a deck, and, like, kids filming each other goofing off. They were dancing. Lo and behold, half of the thing just like this deck collapsed here, because I've seen it too. It goes down, and the kids go, make your teeth hurt.
Yeah.
It's just mind-bending. So he's speaking to a very important point.
And it is very important, too. I mean, NADRA has a checklist on their website.
NADRA.org.
Yes.
And Bobby's a member of NADRA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think what you find is that there's a lot of decks out there that really aren't safe. Fortunately, there are very few that really get tested to the point of overload. Mm-hmm. But if your deck's, you know, 10 or 12, 15 years old, you think there's any question, it would pay to have an inspector come out and take a look at it or go to the NADRA site and look at the checklist and kind of run through that. And then if you think you've got a problem, then maybe look at hiring a professional to come out.
Because really when those deck collapses happen, it's like when someone's having a party or an event and you have all of your friends there. And those are the videos that I've seen and the stories I've heard. And it's just so heartbreaking, too, because you don't think about it because it's just, you know, you or your husband or your family are using your deck, but then you have everybody over.
We've had a number of them in Atlanta collapse.
Yeah.
We've had everything from people call us to say they came home and the deck had fallen while they were gone.
Oh, my goodness.
No one on it. And then there was the worst one that I'm aware of fell several years ago, and there was a big party there, and there were 49 people injured, seriously injured, broke bones, burned from the grill. I mean, it was like a plane crash. It really was.
Well, and that's, too, when you're thinking about building a deck or having someone build a deck on your house, you really want to go for a professional. Make sure that they are familiar with NADRA and that you know they know what they're doing. You can't just have anybody just show up with a truck and some tools and slap it on your house. I mean, you have to pull permits and the whole nine yards. You just can't.
Here's a question.
It's like you don't want to perform your own surgery either.
Exactly.
Just because you have some Band-Aids and a knife at home doesn't mean that you want to like do
just
your own
surgery. Just because you watched it on the show doesn't
mean
you know how to do it. Yeah.
I've seen DIY Network. I'm sure I can do this myself.
If, like you were saying before, you know, if you even have a suspicion that your 15-year-old deck isn't really up to snuff anymore, you said call an inspector. Do you mean like a remodeler, a deck builder, a home inspector?
Well, you could try to see if you could get someone from the county to come out and take a look. If you did that, there's not going to be any charge, and I guess that would depend on their workload as to in the particular jurisdiction as to whether they'd be willing to do that. But if they wouldn't do that, then I would suggest looking online or in the yellow pages and find a private home inspector that would be willing and just find out what their fee would be, because some of the things you see on the checklist are pretty easy to see, but even if there seems to be proper attachment through bolts or lags, if a deck is not flashed, that attachment really gets compromised. And if there's a lot of age on there, I mean, that, you know, those are where the failures occur. And even the old code that was in place, if the deck was even permitted to begin with, the spacing of the lag bolts or through bolts really was a lot wider than it is accepted today.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So much to think about.
And there's stair stringers that really are not properly attached, and those are real potential hazards too. So.
Oh, the stairs going down.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, unfortunately, Mark, we have to take a break.
Well, we should take a break. I'm completely depressed.
I know you are completely depressed. We'll have to work on those live tigers for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, and
Bobby.
I think you should let Bobby go. You can, like, get him out of that chokehold or whatever you got him in when you dragged him over here to talk to us.
Thanks, Bobby. You're awesome.
Thank you for having me. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.